1:37. Mike, excuse me.
Is that coming?
Old business, first item. The restoring of the raft was one of the issues that the homeowners really wanted us to pursue this coming year, and the plan was to rebuild it and put it in as a stationary raft before the lake was filled. However, upon investigating that, the cost estimate was $2,000 to do that, to build the raft. And we were running out of money. And we said, well, we'll have to take that back, and the membership needs to decide whether they want to spend $2,000 to build the raft, which would be a anchored raft in the deeper part of the lake. And I know a consideration that was mentioned last year was to make sure that we put it in a place where it would not interfere with the helicopters coming in and dipping water out of the pond for fire suppression. So what is your pleasure on the raft?
No.
Add motion. I need a motion.
Where's the old one?
Right there.
I move that we do not build the raft.
And your name?
Janet Jory.
I second. Janet Jory?
J-O-R-Y.
Okay, Janet Jory, motion to not restore the raft, and Mike Ford seconded it. Any discussion?
Why can't we use the old one?
The old one is dissipated and falling apart.
I think it's a liability to build the raft because I just think that we need to be careful about people using the water. And if wants to have a raft, they can, their family can buy their own plastic raft and make the water be responsible. Well, we may not have had any problems, but somebody did have a terrible accident last year, so that would just happen.
So are you going to take out the pier? You're going to take out the pier because somebody...
Order, please, one at a time. Further discussion? Yes.
My thoughts were that raft was just fine for what its purpose was that was down there. It didn't need to be taken out. It was just fine. And as far as liability goes, I mean, everything's liability. I mean, if you want to stop doing anything, but the person that jumped in, I believe, jumped off the pier. I mean, if we are worried about that, then we should take out the lake because the kid might drown. And if we're worried about that, we should probably put a sign up there, do not enter, because someone might fall on your property. I mean, do we have an umbrella policy for insurance? Some type of insurance policy?
Yes, we do, but they will not cover the raft if it's not, if it's floating, right, Steve?
That's right.
Why is that?
Okay, let me tell you what...
I just wondered what the thinking was. Did somebody go to the insurance company and say, we got this raft, and we were wondering whether, that's what they did with the motorcycle, basically. You know, and several other things. They went to the insurance company, and the insurance company is always 100% going to say no.
Right. But unfortunately, once you ask them, then you have acknowledged some level of concern about liability.
That's right.
And then that just comes back as a double whammy to hurt you if somebody gets hurt. Well, I agree. I don't know if that's how it happened or not, but I'm sure it did.
I mean, a raft been down there for many years.
And it created years of...
Right.
And the issue they brought up was that if it's stationary, you know, somebody's got to be able to swim out there to get to it. And if it's on the shore and then it goes out and they fall off and they can't swim, it's... That's the explanation I've been given as to why they want the stationary.
There's not much cure for stupidity.
And a ladder.
No, but we do pay a lot of liability for that, Bill.
But when we're sued by the Americans for Disabilities Act because people in wheelchairs can't get on that raft out of the water, then we'll be sued for that next, you know? I mean, it's just, we can't be worried about every single thing. This is, I mean, we've had kids in the park having fun, and what if we put a raft out there stationary and just happened to the chain broke? I don't know. I mean, it's just...
Okay, but we've got a motion on the floor that says not to restore the raft. Yes. And it has a second, so we will take some other comments.
Your comment on there is true, and I'm a director of the school, and Daryl was just saying, too, we've had swings, we've had trampolines. Here's your problem now. Years ago, when you had the raft...
next word you didn't hear was, I'll sue you. That's the word that's said all the time now. I'll sue you. It's very easy to say, I'll sue you. And that's the perfect thing they like to say. Yeah. And the problem that you also have, you can sign away your rights and say, I will not sue the park. You cannot sign a minor's rights away.
That's right.
So your minor can turn around and sue. So unfortunately, the way our world is now, and with my school and with other schools, the children don't have all the things they had before because of the fact that the generation now, and I do call it the generation now, I'm sorry if you're he falls into the end of that generation, they will sue. They will come in to fight you every step of the way because basically that's how they are learning their life, to say, I'll sue you. So unfortunately, that's the way it is now.
How do they do the
you have to have a certain amount of area between every piece of equipment you have that child moves on. And even having liability insurance with what you have, unless you have an LLC, your liability umbrella insurance isn't worth diddly what, because they can turn around and resue again.
Anybody can sue.
Skateboard parks are the.
They have. I don't know. They must have. The parks must be under LLC. Because you have insurance, you have an umbrella, and then you have to have an LLC. An umbrella policy does not save your life from anything. It just doesn't do any good. So you have to cover yourself, double cover yourself, with a $1 million umbrella policy plus an LLC.
And an LLC is
a limited liability thing, because they can turn around and just keep suing you. It's amazing how much they can sue. Okay, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm all for taking a chance. Dirt bike, the whole nine yards. My girls grew up on that grass. And last year they used energy and they had a blast. They didn't miss it. They didn't complain. They went out there on the bed too and had a great time.
All right, other discussion?
Call for the question.
Okay, Ed, one more comment and then we're going to call for the question.
I'm going to have to tell this story. I was down at the lake and wrapped it down there and out come about a 17-year-old kid with a baby in a stroller with two other younger boys than he was on that raft. I said, we don't have enough riders on our policy to pay if all four of those have died in that lake. Mm-hmm. That offended me. He said, we can't go stupid.
Okay.
When you're doing it, Junior doing it, you're in trouble. When you build that raft, and you do that.
Excuse me, I missed you, Ms. Ingall. You want to speak?
Oh, clarification, though. The mention is...
Do not replace.
Stationary?
No, not replace the raft. Not to put any raft.
Not put any raft.
Is what the motion was, correct?
Correct.
Yes. So, all those in favor of the motion which states we will not replace the raft in the pond, do it with a show of hands. Homeowners, everybody.
Everybody gets a vote.
Whatever you got. Count.
Well, I'll take the vote of who doesn't want it, because there's more votes. I mean, everybody's passed.
They're counting. All my counter went away. In support of the motion. Now, how many of you oppose the motion and would like to see some kind of a wrap put in?
Six, seven, eight.
Okay, eight, and I counted them all, and I had 15 overall.
How many proxies?
Unfortunately, the proxies are just the opposite, because the question on the proxy is replace the raft in the lake, and people were saying yes, so I've got to flop them. So I'll count them and I'll get back to you.
Okay, let's do a double check real quick. How many of you were opposed to the motion? Meaning?
How many arms do we get to?
Oh, good point.
That's the problem.
I got three.
Oh,
they can do it with the white. They can hold up the white.
Okay, maybe white like this. Yeah, oh, that would work.
Yeah. You hold up the white. The
pink.
Oh, everyone's got pink. Okay, everyone's got pink.
We can do this by hand, don't you?
Yeah.
Everyone who is in favor of the motion. motion, meaning that we would not restore the raft. And if you have more than one vote, fold your paper so that you're holding up two or three. This would show three.
No, the pink. The pink. The pink.
Two or three of the pink.
They will have to show the
pink. Oh, okay.
Show the pink.
That's right. All the pink. All the pink now. All the pink now, and I will count on this side. Those are in favor of the motion. Over here. I have one, three.
Ten of these yeses?
No.
The motion did not carry. The vote was 47 in favor of the motion and 58 against the motion.
So the raft is
47 in favor of not building a raft and 58 were against the motion that said don't build a raft. I think that's right. So that means you want us to build a raft.
Yes.
Okay. So we will have to figure out where those funds are coming from, and that will be part of the budgeting
process. You have to show us the milk should be sent
there. I think that's for insurance purposes. Now let them investigate that. But we've been strongly advised that it should be stationed.
There's going to be a raft. The raft won. They're going to build a new one.
All right. That takes care of old business. Excuse me.
So, would you just say your conclusion again? I think that is
what you said. I'm saying that 47 people voted in favor of the motion, which would have meant not building a raft.
Right.
58 people voted against your motion, which indicates they want to build a raft.
Correct. But that doesn't mean you'll build a raft unless there's a motion for that. You have to have a second motion.
Well, we could do that unless we make that assumption. So do I have a motion to build a raft?
For $2,000.
For $2,000. And anchor your voting. I mean, it has to be anchored. Yes, sir.
I'd like to vote the motion to build a raft.
Your name, please.
Tony Pimentel.
Tony Pimentel. Motion to build a raft. Do you want to put any specifics on that?
Stationary raft, like you guys were saying.
Okay.
But that would be $2,000.
No, it's the float devices that were so expensive. Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
No second.
Who?
Doris.
Doris Kilgore seconded that motion.
Got a question. When we're discussing stationary or floating, stationary, the way I would understand it, would be four pylons in the platform, and it doesn't move at all, versus...
Then it wouldn't be a raft.
It wouldn't be a raft, right. The other thing would be a floating device that is anchored to the fork of the lake, attached with a chain, with a limited area to go.
So your motion is for the anchored raft. Right, as explained. All right, any? We've got a second, we've got a motion, discussion. Yes?
Has anybody checked with the Cal Fire to see if this is a problem?
You mean in terms of getting water out of the pond? Yes. No, we were definitely going to put it in a position where it wouldn't hamper them.
Then shouldn't the motion include assuming it can be built in accordance with Cal Fire?
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that agree with your second, Doris? You agree with that on your second?
Say yes.
To add on to it?
Yes.
All right. Question here.
Have you?
We're going to get to the end quickly.
Have you addressed the cost of insurance?
Yes, we have. If it's an anchored raft, it was going to be $75 a year, Steve. Is that right? You remember the numbers?
$75 a year was the dog park.
Okay, what was the raft? Do you remember that? I don't remember that, but I do know there was a figure that was quoted last year.
And this is an anchored one or a floating?
Anchored. Yeah, we'd have to check that out. Any? Just a minute.
Built according to what? To what standard?
Cal Fire.
Okay.
Cal Fire.
So that they can get one of them. Yes, sir.
Question. There's a concern about liability of the raft. Why is there concern about the playground?
That's right.
Well, that's a whole different issue. Right now, let's stick with the raft. I understand where you're coming from, but okay. Any other discussion? All right. All those of you in favor of the motion that we build a floating raft built to the specifications to not hamper Cal Fire.
And it's anchored.
Right, anchored. Signify by a pink ballot. You're in favor of this new motion.
Four.
Building the raft. One, five, six.
I got four.
And nine more on the proxy.
It'd be the same nine.
You just reverse now.
Yeah, so
it's this right now.
Yes. All right, all of those opposed to the motion, signifying the same way. Opposed. Now, our next item. This board, which has been the acting OFSHA board for years because there hasn't been a separate board, made an amendment change, a bylaw amendment change, at its April meeting to remove the requirement from homeowners. In the Homeowners Association says that all homeowners, those who own a lot, own a home, and also have the short form of CCNRs posted against their homes, get to vote in these matters or officially a member of the Homeowners Association. We removed that requirement of having the CCNRs recorded against your property. That doesn't mean CCNRs don't exist and they're not applicable in certain situations. Therefore, everyone gets to vote on the members of the Homeowners Board. Would like your support for that amendment change if you will give it, please. So do I have a motion to that effect? To approve the bylaw change? Yvonne Peter moved to approve that bylaw change. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, by Heidi Ordwin. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by pink.
The board is out of
shape.
Please, a different color.
They've been holding up pink. Well, I don't care. Whatever color you've got. Okay, so go on.
Four.
Four and five is nine. All right, all those opposing signify in the same manner? Anyone opposed to bylaw change? We've got one, two, three, four.
Well, I got three.
You got three, okay. Okay, the motion carried. All right, now once again, we have a motion here to remove Director Barbianis from the homeowners board. Now, do I have a motion that we proceed with that?
He's not. You can't.
He is on the SRA board, and he has been on the homeowners board because the SRA board has functioned as both boards.
Actually, no, the homeowners board expired in 1989.
Well, you and I have had that long discussion, and you always say you agree with me, but you also think your opinion's different.
Well,
so I don't know.
If you're establishing a board, then I don't think it's if he's not elected, then he's not on the board.
Yeah, you don't have anybody on the board.
Well,
you don't have anybody now.
How about all the rest of the people?
Well, the rest of us were going to resign from that board, the homeowners board. Now, you know, it's up to you. I don't want to make it complicated or convoluted. If you just want to vote on members for the board, Steve.
How many homeowners elected you people to the homeowners board?
But years ago, when they first had a meeting, the SRA board appointed themselves as also the homeowners board. Every year since then, when we've had an annual meeting, it has been a concurrent meeting of the homeowners group as well as the SRA. Therefore, the same board has been functioning as both.
But you never allowed the homeowners to vote for the directors.
That's right, because the bylaws prohibited it, because you had to have CC&Rs. You know, if this is... Do we want to establish a homeowners board or not today?
Yes, establish a homeowners board.
So how do we move forward at this time?
There's nobody on the board.
Wait a minute, Elsie was called on.
I move. Since I was the one that voted against it, I move that we establish a homeowners board from the membership in total. This is a new start.
New thing. All right, that sounds good to me. Anyone second that?
I second that.
Seconded by Linda. Any discussion? Yes.
Does that mean you can sit on two boards?
It has. Yes. And it has been. We recommend that we have a limited number of people on both boards. It would be nice to have some coordination between the two boards, but I think we need some separation of powers as well.
I would think you would want total separation.
Well, you know, that's up to the membership and up to the people who choose to run. Conflict of interest. Could be. That is an issue.
Elsie, can I shorten your motion to just say motion to create a homeowners board of directors from scratch?
Yes.
That works. Yes, back here.
I have a question about financing the board. Does that mean this is going to be a whole new round of a second assessment every year?
No, it will be all included in one budget approval. The two boards will work together and come up with a budget proposal.
But the homeowners basically don't have any very few expenses, right?
Well, but they can. Depends upon what responsibilities are determined between the two boards to give each one. For instance, it's been proposed that perhaps the homeowners board have the recreation activities. So that could have some expense connected to it.
Maybe I'm confused, but is there anything in this bylaws that separates, could all of you that are board members become the members on the homeowners board?
That's the way it's been.
That's the way it has been, but is there anything to protect against that? Why are we creating a new board if we don't have a new...
There is no stipulation that they have to be separate people, but we recommend that.
We all recommend that.
And I'm not willing to serve on two boards anymore. Excuse me, Charles. Charles!
If the members were the same on both boards, the corporations would be considered a sham, that it was two corporations trying to hide some functions over here and some functions over there. And the U.S. government would probably come and merge the two corporations into a single corporation. At that point, the homeowners association would have physical property, the lands, the buildings, the machines. We would automatically fall under the Davis-Sterling Act, and we would be required to build up the reserve funds. So that's the only thing that precludes, so nothing legally prevents the two corporations from having the same members, but having the two members, having the same members would cause it a sham, and it would turn into one corporation then.
So why aren't we putting some guidelines or some rules down that wouldn't allow that to happen?
We never thought about it.
Yeah, that may well be something. Well, let's work on that down the road. Let's get this going and get two boards going and then come
in. Well, if we vote on terms, then we're not protecting.
Excuse me?
If we vote on this motion, anybody that lives in this park could then be on.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Why shouldn't it change? It's time for the homeowners to be
but,
this.
But
to be,
did anybody vote for that?
Did the board did because we the
no, no, the rec association no, the rec association voted for it in 1986.
I'm sorry. It's back up to the right question. Elsie, state your question. I thought I heard one thing.
I would like to know why we have non-members on the Oddfellows board that is strictly for Oddfellows.
When the bylaws were written by Hoag Fenton in San Jose in 1983, the young lady that was typing up the bylaws somehow, some way, left a sentence out of the bylaws for Sierra Rec. And that sentence that she left out restricted the members or the officers or directors of Sierra Rec to be Oddfellows and Rebecca's only. And nobody ever caught that until 2008, that sentence was left out. And that opened the door for anybody to run on the CRA.
Yes.
Gloria, what are the plans for creating separate bylaws for...
There are already two sets of bylaws. They're already in existence, have been since 1986.
So if we were not to take some of those
yes,
things that
my laws, the homeowners are here.
When we,
oh, there may well have been. That's just
75.
Excuse me, Warren.
So if we are content with the way the bylaws are because of a clerical error, how would we go about changing them?
Bylaw change.
You can amend it.
Well, you propose it, you bring it to, you advise people of it, you bring it to a general meeting and vote on it.
Right.
Any other questions?
There's a Daryl question. You answered it.
Oh, Daryl?
Yeah, well, you were dealing with the corporate attorney on this. What did your corporate attorney advise you concerning all of the rec board members also being the homeowner members?
Inappropriate. Conflict of interest. It makes a sham of two corporations if the same board members serve for both. But she also said it would be maybe helpful to have one or two members who serve on both boards to help as liaison. But that's right. Or a transitioning in terms of getting this discussion.
You also said they could open it up to David Sterling if you have all the board members being the homeowner board.
She didn't state that to me, but she did definitely state, and I know Charles reported that she had shared that with him, that it just ends up being a sham that we're two corporations when we have the same board, or the same people acting as a single board for each group.
So it would be better if we remove this motion, second, nominated different homeowners, different people to be on the homeowners board, and possibly two or three of the current directors.
The motion was that we start, we elect a whole new board.
Oh,
and, yeah.
From scratch.
Anybody want to elect?
No, that's the motion on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone in favor of that motion?
Right here.
Yeah, everybody in favor of that motion?
Wait, just raise your hand now, everybody
yeah,
votes.
Raise your hand, everybody gets to vote. And they got extra votes. Okay, how many are opposed? Motion carries, thank heaven.
Hey, Bill.
We're not going to get there yet. And now.
License and water agreement.
Okay, renewal of license agreement and water use agreement. How do the homeowners group feel about supporting that? Please, we're almost there. Renewal of the license agreement and water use agreement. Do you as homeowners support the new documents that were developed that we discussed earlier in the OFSRA?
I move yes.
Second.
She moves yes that they support it. Chris seconds that. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by raising a hand. All of those opposed, motion carries. Now, the budget and assessment, I think we've addressed that issue already and you all got to vote on it. Election of directors. We need nominations from the floor. Anyone want to record the nominees? Who will do the danger talk? You want to erase that whiteboard? Oh, Wanda, could you do that for us? And get nominees. The bylaws call for 9 members.
Up two.
Up two.
Excuse me. Steve? Yes.
John, 10 brick.
Okay.
No, you can have 50 candidates, only 9 directors.
Only 9 can be elected.
Then that's all you've got.
You just work with what you have.
You operate with what you have.
I nominate Bob Cook.
I decline.
John Tenbrink, T-E-N-B-R-I-N-K. Well, this a T will work, John T. Any other nominees? Yes.
I'm going to nominate Bill Engvall.
Bill Engvall. E-N-G-V or W?
E-N-G-L.
E-N-G.
V.
V-A-L-L. John. Okay.
Bill Orwin.
Bill is already on the SRA. You want to do them both boards? You want to do that? Okay. Hey, get involved, Bill. Bill Orwin.
I'd like to nominate Fred Coleman and Steve Wallace.
Ruth
Dargitz.
Can you spell the last name, please?
D-A-R-G-I-T-Z.
D-A-R.
G-I-T-Z. G-Z.
Okay. I keep avoiding you guys or ignoring you guys over here. Fred.
Mike Ford.
Other nominees, yes.
Sue Cloak.
She's saying no. Any other nominees? Jesse Worsham.
Yes.
Fred.
Carl Barbion.
V-A-R-V-A-Y-A-N-I-S.
Any other nominees? Yes, Karen. Excuse me, Larry Bond?
I'd just like to ask a question. This doesn't have anything to do with it. This is the homeowners, right? Okay, I just want to be clear that I'm not going to get a letter from the board, and then I'm going to get another letter from the homeowners, and they're going to be bickering back and forth. Because some of them seem to be the ones that have been bickering a lot. So if they can't get along, then they should be able to say, you know what, I'm going to keep this to myself, or I'm going to talk as a homeowner, but I'm not going to slander or bring certain things to another person. Because it's like I said, Sue, to say Sue is like really easy to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
I have a question. Are we going to vote on this today, or yes. Our ballots going to be coming out? All of them.
No, it'll be voted on today.
Can I nominate her?
Nominate who?
The smart lady in the board. Yay!
That's all. Smart lady.
I nominate Sharon McDougal.
Sharon McDougal. Sharon McDougal. I will not.
But he's not on the current board. So wrong off, he won't run.
No, thank you.
Any other nominees?
Yvonne Peter.
Yvonne says no. Any other nominees? Yes. Elsie Manning? Elsie has difficulty getting up here very often. She's my neighbor, and I see her once a year at the annual meeting. I don't know. What about Linda? Linda says no. Well, do we have a motion to close nominations?
I'll make a motion.
Larry moved. Any seconds? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? You have a white ballot.
Question, folks.
Yes.
Who seconded?
Who seconded the motion to close? Lane. L-I-N-E. What is your first name?
D-Wayne.
Just a minute. I've got a question here.
Every person gets 9 votes.
Correct.
So there's some total of their votes.
Bill Murphy?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with all the names. Is there some way that we can identify?
Oh, yes.
Identify on those which ones are homeowners only and not our fellows, so that we don't end up with basically the same people.
Okay. Let's let the people introduce themselves. So let's start with John Tenbring. John, will you stand up and identify yourself? And this gentleman, Murphy, wants to know if you're an odd fellow or a Rebecca or if you're just a homeowner.
I'm odd. I'm Rebecca and homeowner.
And you, what other qualifications do you bring to this position?
I worked for Sherlock Irrigation District for 33.5 years as a lineman, been a supervisor, and then was in the office, dealt with men and budget, and run the budget, scheduling for about 10 years.
All right, then who's our second person up there? Oh, Bill Engvall.
Hi, my name's Bill Engvall. I've had a cabin here for 31 years. Self-employed. Have been for 40 years. Fell in love with the park. The first time I was ever here, and 2 weeks later came back and bought a cabin. That was 31 years ago. I'm a member of the Oddfellows. I've been for 16 years. And I compliment you on the board. I'm willing to do this because I'm willing to sit there and try to learn how this park, I've never really wanted to be a part of what they do because it's very hard. It's very hard what you guys do. All of you. And I commend you and company. But at this point, I would like to maybe have a little just in how they do it. We lived here for about 4 years in the park. I bought it in 1980, and now we live way down in Sonora.
Thank you, Bill. Al Orr.
He didn't get any power. Thanks. Didn't vote.
No vote then.
You get 9 votes and you can add whatever you want to set your ballot. But you get what?
Remove that. That's fair.
IT director, I've been managing the international companies and organizations for years.
know, but we've been renters, cabin owners and so forth for the last 25 to 30 years. So, and I'm actually very interested in the homeowner part because I am a homeowner and I've moved up there full time in December.
There you go.
Thank you. Fred Coleman.
In July, I will have been a member of the Oddfellows Lodge for 41 years. I've had a home up here since 1995. I've lived up here full time since 2001. I retired after 34 years of camping. 10 years of camping, I was up here full time. I'm interested in the homeowner's board too. I served on the rec board from 1995 to 2004. I was president of the board from 2003 to 2004. I think the homeowner board is extremely important because there needs to be a meshing of those two boards to make the park successfully operate. I talked to Sean about that. I think he agrees with what I'm saying about the meshing of the two boards and improving what's going on here. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Steve Wallace.
I am a retired electrical contractor. I was brought in here in 1987.
Thank you. Ruth? Dargett?
Yeah. I've been retired for about 4 years. I worked for Chevron at the Richmond Company. I've had my cabin here close to 35 years. Raised my daughters here. My granddaughters are growing up here, have a lot of history here. We're all on the National Ski Patrol at Dodge, so we're here all winter long. And like everybody else, I have a lot of invested in this place and love it dearly. And so we want this to become an environment for everybody to enjoy.
Wonderful. Thank you. Mike Ford.
I'm Mike Ford. I've worked for Gallup Winery for 46 years. I just now retired. I'm not soliciting for votes. I just ask for either committee that's in charge to please let me do the fishing tournament.
And he does such a great job. Jesse Worsham.
Jesse Worsham. I bought here in 1999. We've been full-time here since 2005. I am an odd fellow. I work for a medical device manufacturer as a field service rep. I served on the board 2 years as president.
Thank you. Charles?
Well, you guys know me. I bought here in 1999. I became full-time resident in 2003. I've been an odd fellow since 2003, and I've served on the board for 6 years of the Rec Association, acted as president for 1 year. I have a business. I install and maintain small networks and servers.
Larry Vaughn. I didn't think I saw him. He's not here now. Okay, Sharon
McDougall. Hi, I'm Rebecca, and I'm a homeowner, and I'm also a director of a private school, and I've also been on numerous boards. So the only reason I'm interested in is I do believe the homeowners do need a voice, someone to say something, and also, you know, sometimes I don't know. I know different boards run differently, but the board works really hard. I've been on boards. I've been in front of people. I've been having them in my face. It's not a fun job at all, and everyone has their own views of how things are going to happen. And I was thinking when you were talking about the association, we have a rental, and I pay for their water, and for 1 year, it's just $400. So if your association is only $800, and you had to pay for the water, so you're really only $400 looking at certain things. So, no, this is our water.
So we include garbage here, too.
Oh, and your garbage, so you add all that up, you're really getting quite a nice deal. But anyway, as a homeowner, I just think a voice, and I've been on a lot of boards. For 14 years, let's put it that way.
Cast your votes.
Steve.
Is there, go ahead, cast your votes on the white. Write the names down, the number of votes you want to cast for them. Everyone has 9 votes.
Okay. So
we can
yes, you may accumulate.
You
And I need some people. Oh, Jesse, bless your heart. You're collecting again. I need someone over here to
Well, you can just put extra numbers. They only vote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You've got three more votes that you can put with anybody you want.
We'd like that.
Jeff,
see what I'm saying? Each one of these should have 9 votes on
it. 9 total.
9 total to each sheet.
But I need to write in.
Yes. Yeah. Write them in. They bring them back to me. And I'll turn them in for you. Oh, you buff up these. Okay.
And you said this will be the ballot, the canvas?
Yeah. You can use that just as a ballot, Steve. Steve, you can just use that as a ballot. Instead of rewriting them on a white piece of paper, just write them on there. Just write their numbers in.
You'll explain that to the person up there?
Heidi, you've got a ballot, but Susan gave you power to vote, so you've got 9 votes to put it in. Okay? Or whoever you want. And they could be all 9 for one person.